We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The birthday note allegedly written and drawn by President Trump to sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in 2003, now released. The House Oversight Committee releasing the entire album of birthday notes. Trump has sued the Wall Street Journal over the album, denying his involvement in it. The Supreme Court issuing a ruling saying it is now legal for immigration agents to pull people over based on their race, language, and where they work if ICE agents suspect them of being in the country illegally.
The administration got more leeway for aggressive immigration enforcement after the Supreme Court lifted restrictions on ICE agents operating in California whose tactics had been criticized as racial profiling.
That's ABC Chief Law and Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas, DHS, touting a new immigration operation coming soon in the city of Chicago. The Israeli military urging a full evacuation of Gaza City ahead of its planned offensive. Thousands of people there say they have nowhere to go. This is ABC News. An encouraging development for those who've been on organ donor lists for years.
Doctors at Mass General in Boston say they successfully performed three separate transplants of pig kidneys into humans. And now the FDA is giving the green light for clinical trials. The FDA green light means 30 patients nationwide will now be able to receive a genetically modified pig kidney. With more than 90,000 Americans in need of kidney transplants, there's a lot of interest. Researchers are already breaking records. Another Mass General patient has lived more than 7 months with his pig kidney, far longer than the previous 130-day benchmark.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. The Murdoch family coming to terms on who will control the family media empire after Rupert Murdoch's death. It will be Lachlan Murdoch, the eldest son who shares his father's conservative political ideology. Siblings Prudence, Elizabeth, and James have agreed to give up claims to control Fox News and will get stock valued at over $3 billion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Speaking in Wausau Monday, Governor Tony Evers opposed the idea of sending the National Guard to Milwaukee to handle crime and police work. Milwaukee is one of several cities that President Trump or the White House have mentioned as being targets for deployment, along with New Orleans and Chicago. Healthcare groups are opposing a proposed law that could reopen Wisconsin bars to smoking. The bill's language would allow any current tavern to qualify as a tobacco bar and allow the use of cigars, pipe tobacco, and brown cigarettes indoors so long as they purchase a tobacco sales license. And be careful with your season tickets and don't let scammers get control of them. Wisconsin Consumer Protection reminds people to keep their tickets secure after multiple reports of tickets being copied or stolen. As many sports teams have gone to digital ticketing, it's important to follow the usual rules of password safety.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm View. Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward. Our voting members set policy that guides the organization on the local, state, and national level, with the ultimate goal of helping farmers like you and me back home. You can make a difference by becoming a member at WFEF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
When I asked Scott Lucky if his last name had anything to do with his success in the trucking industry, he laughed and said, "Well, Mike, I guess you could say I've always been lucky." But when I asked him how he and his family grew Lucky Distribution Services into the company it is today, he didn't talk about luck at all. "We work hard," he said. "We keep a close eye on the bottom line, and we treat our people the right way." In other words, Scott Lucky makes his own luck, which is precisely why he switched to Pure Talk Business. "Last month, I paid the big guys $740 for 12 lines," he told me. "This month, I paid Pure Talk $420 for the exact same service." Thousands of businesses all over the country are saving real money by switching to America's most dependable 5G network, and luck has nothing to do with it. Just dial #250 and say micro. That's #250 micro to switch to a wireless company that works as hard as you do. Pure Talk.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A slow-moving front will generate a few showers and thunderstorms today. High temperatures right around 70 degrees. That same front will keep a few showers and thunderstorms around tonight. Look for cloudy skies otherwise with a low of 57. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I never ask you where you're going. I've never asked you where you've been. I've never called and checked your story. You stayed out with all your friends. I've never tried to catch you lying. I didn't want to know the truth. I'd rather go on loving blind, girl, than go on loving without you. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you would ever be. Leaving you. Turns out I knew what I was thinking. It ain't an easy thing to do. Well, I guess I should be going. I sure found out too much to stay. Please don't say you're sorry. I might wait another day. I wish I didn't know now. I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you could ever be true. I just don't want to know how it ends. You still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I still look like a fool in front of your friends. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know.
town 2 years ago and moved on up to Idaho, but swore that I'd be back again, pick up where I left off, old man. Left behind some lovely ladies, grown up sexy Texas babies. I got back in town tonight, anticipating much delight. I pulled out my black book and called up my old lovers. Well, I got 5 newlyweds and 2 expectant mothers. All my old flames have new names. Well, there's a lot of girls in town who tied the knot and settled down. I thought I'd start a fire with some of my old flames, but they've all got new names. Here we go. Sexy little dirt road sport is now called Mrs. Davenport. My pretty little black-eyed Susie is now Miss Susan Vanderhoosie. Rosie, who couldn't blow my mind, is Sister Rose on Channel 9. The wildest lover of my life is now a federal judge's wife. But they don't want to recognize this old familiar face. And I'm just a bad reminder of their wild and woolly days. All my old flames in town who tied the knot and settled down. I thought I'd start a fire with some of my old flames, but they've all got new names. All my old flames have new names. Well, there's a lot of girls in town who tied the knot.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDM.
That suitcase, let's turn this thing around. We've got everybody talking all over town. And if you have to leave, well, keep one thing in mind. Oh, this one's gonna hurt you for a long time. To help me understand how love can go so wrong between a woman and a man. But just beyond the door, here's what you will find. Girl, this one's gonna hurt you for a long time. Long, long time is forever.
time.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Marty Stewart, Travis Tritt, this one's going to hurt you here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 50s, could see some showers and storms at times throughout the day today. But then things warm up. We have our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. Also this hour, Rod Bain is in. And he's going to be talking a little bit about one state farm bureau that set up some agriculture marketing websites. We're going to find out more about that here with Rod coming up this hour in our Newsmaker segment. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year, World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Farm transition planning is a big topic these days. Joining us on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers, is Shana Borakov, partner and attorney and counselor at law at Borakov Osmond LLC, from a recent PDP Dairy Signal, who shares some insights when it comes to transitioning out of the farm.
You know, one, I think farmers have to realize that you are a client when you walk into someone's office. You are the one that is, you know, paying for services, and you are the boss. You know, I think that makes it a little bit easier to walk in and to know that when you're walking in, you have all the information that you need. You have a balance sheet. That's important information to know, right? That's important information that you have to share. And so it's the balance sheets. It's the financial statements that you have that you're working with your CPA with. Right. And maybe you have a bookkeeper. Maybe you're, you know, a member of your family is organizing those things. So one, balance statements. Yes. The tax returns are often a good thing because it shows a little bit more about your business structure. So you don't have to be the one that's always answering questions. Questionnaire, I have found, is, I mean, an essential tool that we have that we expect our clients to complete, because if they don't, we miss these minute details that end up becoming important, right? So the lay of the land, the personal information, hugely important, takes just a few minutes to complete, but once it's done, you don't have to go back to it. What is a good outline of my assets? You know, farm and personal. Because when we talk about farm transition, you know, so much gets emphasized with the farm, and it should be, because that's what the conversation is about. But those other things like bank accounts, you know, other financial information, other, you know, help, you know, spouses. If the farmer is married, you know, what does a spouse have? Is there retirement, you know, benefits? Do they have a day-to-day job that they have a 401k? All that other personal information really goes into the analysis of what is an appropriate transition that doesn't put anyone in a bad situation.
That's attorney Shana Borakov on a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free at pdpw.org. Her experiences in dealing with dairy farmers when it comes to farm transition planning.
First, I want people to be very practical about things. If I could ask my clients to do one more thing, is to actually write down what their goal is when they think about farm transition. And then I want them to truly evaluate whether that can happen. It's like, I want to get out of my farm in 5 years, and I want this person to take it over. And then truly ask yourself, is that possible? And have you done enough to even make that happen? Because those can't be forced, and those can't be legally arranged. Visualizing, putting the goal down, and holding yourself accountable to that, and then asking you yourself, is this a hope? Is this a desire? Or is this a real goal that can be attained? And have I done enough to make sure that this goal can be attained within the time frame that I want it to be? So that's one. Two is, you know, I think a big takeaway, which I kind of underscored when I was saying it, is there is sweat equity that's not just sweat equity, right? There is lost opportunity costs when we're not doing transitions in our life. And I would say before someone just says, I can't, or I won't, whatever the reason, look at the actual tax ramifications of not transitioning during life. And if you're just trying to come up with that solution in your mind, that's not where it should be. It should actually be, you know, I kind of really want to do this, but I feel like I can't do it because of taxes. Because your advisors can work. We have so many tools there that it is sometimes just putting the number and saying, you know, this is actually the difference of the rental income versus the capital gains. You know, it's not that bad. It's like $5,000 a year. I did that the other day and they're like, oh, I'm like, yeah, it's not, why aren't you just selling it now? And they're like, yeah, why aren't we just selling it now? So don't have the tax tail wag the dog, right? But don't use these excuses as something that prohibits you from exploring the opportunities.
Again, that's Shana Borakov, who is a partner, attorney, and counselor at law at Borakov Osman LLC, who shared on a recent PDP Dairy Signal some insights into farm transition planning. And you can hear that in its entirety for free simply by going to PDP's website at pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Everglades, where the black water rolls and the sawgrass waves. The eagles fly and the otters play in the land of the Seminole. Oh, blow, blow, Seminole wind. Blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long-lost friend, but I know who you are. And blow, blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminoles, the alligators and the gar. Took its toll, and in the name of flood control, they made their plans and they drained the land. Now the glades are going dry. And the last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. John Anderson, Seminole Wind here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikin, 64 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the October contract is traded up 1 cent at 1688, November at 1690, December 1718, January 1725. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels steady at 170, 40-pound blocks up a half to 169 and a half, three trade a block on the day, cash butter up a quarter to 202 and a half, no trades on the day, grade A nonfat dry milk steady at 122, one trade on the day, dry whey up a half to 57 even, one trade on the day. Meanwhile, both live and cattle markets traded similarly yesterday as cattle futures tried to regain some of the losses of last week, but the effort failed as futures weren't able to make a higher high during the trading day. Hog futures, though, closed at new highs in the February and later contracts due to some of the strength in some of the pork cutout values. Now, contracts for cattle, they did still see some support from the higher box beef prices, but because they didn't trade at a higher high, cattle are called lower today. Hogs, though, are called mostly higher once again. October live cattle opens today at 235.80, December 237.57, February at 239.22. September feeder cattle open at 360.95, October 359.17, November 358.12. October hogs open at 95.15, December 88.15, February at 90.67. Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are flat. Soybeans are slightly higher this morning. Wheat markets are also relatively flat. Now, for corn and wheat, there's a lot of positioning going on ahead of the market. We've got the big crop report coming out on Friday. Now, crop condition ratings, they were lower, a little bit lower than expected yesterday. But again, there's still the expectations of a large corn crop. We also have that spring wheat harvest pressure for the wheat markets, and also looks like planting is still going forward with winter wheat. Soybeans, though, were mostly higher this morning. Again, the lower crop conditions ratings supporting the markets, and also some of that news of frost from over the weekend in parts of the corn and soybean belt. September corn up a half to 403 and a half. December steady at 421 and three quarters. March down a quarter to 439 and and a quarter. New crop 26 down a half to 459 and three quarters. September beans steady at 1010. November up 2 to 1035 and three quarters. January up 1 and a quarter to 1054. New crop 26 up 1 to 1075 and a quarter. October soybean meal up 220 to 284.10, while October soybean oil down 5 cents to 15.93. Chicago wheat September up 1 1/4 to 506 3/4. December steady at 523 3/4. Minneapolis wheat September steady at 556. December down 1 to 575 3/4. Energy markets this morning are higher. October crude oil up 44 cents to 62.70. November up 46 cents to 62.33. Meanwhile, October and November gas both up 2 cents. October at 198. November at 192. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. The corn and soybean harvest is just around the corner. Farmers, are you struggling to find the people or equipment to haul your grain? Elsevier's got your back. Elsevier's on-farm pickup program allows you to stay in the field while Elsevier hauls your grain to the destination for you. Find your originator at elsevier.com or call Elsevier and talk about how they can help. Give it a try. Visit elsevier.com to learn more about Elsevier's FOB program.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Local markets from Monday at Elsevier Durand. Cash and October corn 362, December 367, new crop 26, 4 even. Cash and October beans 924, December 933, new crop 26, 964. Big River Resources Boyceville cash corn 367 and 3 quarters, October and November 371 and 3 quarters, December 376 and 3 quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash and October corn 372, December 375. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound a cash corn at 371, new crop 366, cash and new crop beans 953. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 372, new crop 26, 410, cash beans 932, new crop 26, 984. Red Wing Grains cash corn 379, October and November 377, new crop 26, 415, cash beans 942, October and November 937, new crop 26, 1014. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound cash corn 361, new crop 368, cash and new crop beans 351. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle 225 to 250. Holstein fed cattle 187 to 223. Market cows 126 to 159. Bulls at 150 to 203, calves 400 to 1540, beef steers 240 to 680, Holstein steers 232 to 480, sheep markets light lambs 300 and down, market lambs 217 and down, ewes 90 and down, rams 170 and down, goat markets does 210 and down, bucks 280 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com. Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission, $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid
directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-380-9012. 800-380-9012. Again, that's 800-380-9012.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Says it. Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. When one state's Farm Bureau put together a website to market foods and value-added products from their farms, it provided both new markets for their growers and new connections with consumers. Rod Bain has more.
States promoting agriculture is common. Among the vessels used are state departments of agriculture and state farm bureaus. And in the case of the Jayhawk State, its state farm bureau offers an avenue for producers to promote and sell their goods and value-added products. For as Kylie Stout explains,
when we speak with farmers that we work with, their number one challenge is marketing. How can we reach more consumers? How can we do that with minimal effort when they have been working all day, providing labor to create the products or work the cattle?
That led to Kansas Farm Bureau developing an online store. Shop Kansas Farms.
A lot of times they work with us just to outsource that because we can do it and we can provide a bigger outreach that they're not able to do on their own. And we put on direct-to-marketing workshops for them. We try to bring all the resources and partner with other organizations to make sure they have every tool available to them in their toolkit.
The convenience factor of sales avenues like Shop Kansas Farms are not lost on Kylie or those producers who utilize their online presence.
A lot of the farmers that we work with don't want to commit to a weekly farmers market. They want to be home with their family. Makes sense. And so we provide a digital platform for farmers to be able to sell their products 24/7 to consumers.
Nor the irony that Kansas farm goods and value-added products the day we visited with Kylie were being sold not just at a farmers market, but the Great American Farmers Market in Washington, D.C. earlier this summer. Yet she says many producers are aware they
need to use all access points available to them to be able to market their products. So this is one avenue, being at a farmer's market. The online availability is another. Shipping nationwide is another. Wholesale models and grocery stores is one way.
To diversify revenue streams, as well as make connections with customers, even if virtually. In part, it's education. Not just about the source of food, but Kansas agriculture. While a state perhaps best known for wheat and small grains and beef.
The Sandhill Plum Jelly. The Sandhill Plum is the Kansas state fruit. Thanks to a group of fifth graders who wrote to the governor and said, this should be our state fruit. So it grows wild out in the western fields of Kansas, and we're proud to be promoting it in our nation's capital. It is, I think, a little bit sweeter than a regular plum, but of course, in the jelly context, it's going to be sweeter because of the added sugars that make it so great on a piece of toast in the morning for your breakfast.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Expect plenty of clouds today in our ag weather forecast. Another cold front will move through today. It will bring us a chance of some showers and storms, but the cooler weather will be short-lived as another warming trend will begin for the rest of the week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, 50% chance of a shower or storm, high 67 to 72. Relative humidities at 65 to 70%. South winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and storms. Lows 55 to 60. Relative humidity at 95 to 100%. South winds at 5 to 7. Another 5/100 to 1/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warmer, high 72 to 77. Relative humidities at 66 to 71%. Light winds becoming northeast at 5 to 7. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, mostly sunny, highs 75 to 80. For Friday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 80 to 85. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. For Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, cooler, highs 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 75 to 80.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Chickens a block treat to provide extra nutrition and entertainment as they peck at it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. You can buy flock blocks ready-made off the shelf or make your own as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Have the natural instinct to peck at something. When you set out a block treat for them, they're entertained with the pecking and also get some nutrition. Block treats aren't meant to replace your flock's regular feed. They're formulated to provide supplemental energy, vitamins, and minerals. Peter Friquette is an extension poultry nutritionist at North Carolina State University. He says when you're shopping for a commercially made block treat, look for a good nutritional mix.
It should contain some grain, could be corn, cracked corn, could be oats, some wheat possibly in there, and then some protein sources, things like rapeseed meal, or could be flaxseed, a good one is sunflower seeds.
It's not hard to make your own block treats out of scratch grains and other foods that your birds like. It's like making a big cookie, but the challenge is finding a way to hold it all together.
If it's in the wintertime and it's cold, you can stick things together with tallow, beef fat that turns solid. And you'd have to experiment where it's just enough to hold it together. You could also use some beeswax or paraffin, the edible type. And so it's like a wax, and you can mix that, and it'll hold it together. The benefit of using like a tallow or some sort of a wax is that when you press it together and it rains, it doesn't fall apart.
Some people use a package of clear gelatin and put everything into a mold. You can also cook up some oatmeal, mix it together with your grains, and press it into a big ball. When it dries, it'll hold together. If you include raw ingredients, such as eggs or meat, be sure to cook your treats in a 300-degree oven until they reach an internal temperature of 150 degrees. This will kill any bacteria that can make your chickens sick. You'll find more tips and recipes for making block treats at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
He was a city boy. Me, I was his pride and joy. but she came in between. She was a Hollywood dream. Fly 309 to Tennessee. Hold back that airplane for me. Take it, make it, make it, take it out, 'cause I'm about to leave behind me the kind of love a girl can do without. I'm going where you'll never find me on. Fly 309 to Tennessee. Hold back that airplane for me. I've seen enough of those city lights, the party times, the endless talking. In the middle of a sleepless night, I'm up, I'm down, alone. Tried to make me stay. Me, I nearly gave way. But she came in between. She was a Hollywood dream. Fly 309.